Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 25 past four, and at that time of the afternoon, Monday through Thursdays, we chat to Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Professor Shoup, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Simon. How are you doing?
I am most well, thank you, and particularly happy in this segment this afternoon because finally, Prof, it seems as if a plane load of vaccines has landed in SA.
It seems like it, and I also had confirmation of it, yes. It has landed. It now has to go for various confirmatory examinations to make sure that it is what it is. That is the vaccine at the right at the right level, the right amount, at the right quality, etc. So it's got to go to the National Control Laboratory, which is situated in Bloemfontein. They will do all the requisite tests. They can't do it overnight, of course. It has to take a bit of time. So I think about 2 weeks' time from now, we can then start rolling out the vaccine. So as you know, this is the vaccine which is for the top priority. That's the frontline healthcare workers, who will be the first to get the vaccine. And then that's about just over 1 million people. So it's quite a task in itself. But that actually is probably the easiest part because, healthcare workers are reasonably, easily accessible. The challenge is then going to come for the next phase. The next phase when the next tranche of vaccine comes in is to immunize it's about 16 million people who belong to phase two. That is the essential worker category. People who are essential for the running of the economy. People who are key personnel, security personnel, transport personnel, teachers, and so on. And it's quite a large group, and it is a fairly fluctuant group because obviously each category will need to be evaluated very carefully in terms of their risk to themselves, in terms of the risk of spreading infection, and in terms of the risk in terms of more severe disease. So it also includes the elderly, those over the age of 60. It includes people that are living in crowded congregate settings, including people in prisons, for example, and also adults, because it's only going to be rolled out to adults, not to children, who've got underlying illnesses who make them more vulnerable. So that's the next tranche. And then after that, is where we get to the rest of the population. We're trying to get as many people immunized to reach that magic herd immunity, that threshold where hopefully then the epidemic will disappear. The virus won't disappear. I must emphasize that. But the epidemic will come under control, and we can then reasonably expect to go back to a reasonable, that's an important word, a reasonable pre-COVID living.
Very interesting, Prof, because Hachamor, one of our listeners weighing in this afternoon, wanting me to ask you about when lockdowns will end. And you've used that word reasonable. Is this the new normal, or will at least the vaccines have a significant effect on that?
No, I think the vaccines will. The vaccines are obviously the most powerful intervention. You know, the non-pharmaceutical interventions are very important, clearly. That brings down that magic R number I talk about, the infectivity of the virus.
Yes.
But then the vaccine is obviously the major way of bringing it down, because then we're going to get immunity in the population. Now, when will the lockdown be released? Well, you know, I think tonight we're going to have some kind of release of restrictions, but you know, we can expect a third wave and a fourth wave until we reach herd immunity. And that's going to be, gosh, I think certainly this year, 2021, we will not overcome the epidemic. I think that's too optimistic. But hopefully in 2022 we will, and then maybe then we will go back to a pre-COVID, no lockdown. We will have to probably tolerate some degree of COVID disease, but hopefully it'll be minor. You know, we do have already four coronaviruses which cause relatively minor illness, the common cold, some cause gastroenteritis, and that's something that we can tolerate every winter. But what we can't tolerate is the severe disease we're seeing now, the overwhelming of the hospitals, the high mortality, that we want to get rid of.
Prof, we have to leave it there this afternoon. I want to thank you for answering all the questions that came through this afternoon. You didn't even know because I didn't even get to ask them, but you didn't have to because you addressed them all. So thank you, Prof.
I'm glad I did. Thank you.
Superb. Thanks. And we'll chat again tomorrow, Prof.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Simon. All the best.
And that was Professor Barry Shoup, who will talk to us again same time tomorrow on another aspect of, this pandemic that we find ourselves in.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.